Episode 1. Trickle Down Economics.
Sabden, home of the mines that produce fully half of Britain's treacle. The sticky stuff that goes into golden syrup, ginger beer and parking cake. In this picturesque spot where moobarks roam the fields and mischievous boggarts scamper around every corner, a proud industry flourishes from mine owner Silas Mitten to chief miner Tappanoe, and from local scientist Professor Baines Billing to treacle finder Bill Whistle. These are the treacle people. And now, after over 20 years of prosperity, Sabden is broke. Wait. Hang on a tick, that can't be right.
Well, it is.
But the mines...
ran out, all gone. Dry is a dry thing on a dry day in the middle of the Sahara. I'm surprised you didn't know that, Mr. So-called omniscient narrator.
Right. Sorry to hear that.
Not as sorry as us. Now push off. We've got a story to get on with.
All right, keep your hair on.
Has he gone?
Indeed he has, oh lovely Lillian.
Right, Brendan. We'd best get on with packing up the pub then. Charlie! Pack up the pub!
Afternoon, Lil. Pint of ginger beer.
Sorry, Tapper, we're out.
Out of ginger beer?
Out of business. No ginger beer, no treacle toffee, no Lil's famous homemade parking.
Oh, well, small mercies, eh?
What?
Nothing. So that's it then. After all these years, this place is closing down for good.
Unless we can find a new steam at treacle down there. And without Bill Whistle and his treacle tracker, well...
If only he hadn't swanned off with the prof. I don't know, the Baines-Pilling Polar Expedition. As if those two could find any pole that didn't have a flag on it.
Especially Whistle. Daft as a brush, that lad. You know what? Even that loopy boggart would have come in handy. Say what you like about Bert.
He was a...
Not you, Lil. No, I mean that Bert. He had a nose for treacle like you've never seen.
And trouble.
Never thought I'd miss Bert the boggart. But here we are.
We should at least drink one last toast to the bubble and boggart. Heart of the village, this place was.
Heart? Would you say heart?
A kidney, maybe. Gallbladder?
Oi.
Sorry.
Sorry.
There must be something we can drink in here. These can't all be empty. Empty, empty, empty. Washing up liquid, furniture polish, empty, empty. Mysterious note, empty, hang on.
Yeah, furniture polish, my
favourite. Oh, you great... A mysterious note.
Rosie, just in time. We found a mysterious note in a bottle.
Oh, who's it from?
We don't know.
Well, who's it to?
We don't know.
Well, what's it say?
We don't know.
What part of mysterious did you not get?
We haven't read it yet.
No, see? It's stuck inside a bottle and it's rolled up so we can't read it. We need to find some way of getting it out of the bottle.
That's a conundrum and a half, Tapper. I can see that.
You're not wrong there, Brendan. You are not wrong there. Speaking as an engineer, I can tell you that the problem is essentially topological in nature, resulting from the incompatible diameters of the cylinder of the paper, the neck of the bottle, and any implement readily to hand with which we might affect the transition of note A through bottleneck B in such a way as to...
Here's your toffee, Amalil. I'll sweep up the glass after.
I could have done that.
What's it say, Rosie?
It's a note to me from the prof. Listen. Dear Rosie, in the morning, Bill Whistle and I will be setting off for the frozen north in search of the legendary ice cream glaciers of Dodgy Geezer's Yokel. We have no map, no compass, no directions to follow, and in Whistle's case, only two pairs of clean socks. I am sure the expedition will be a great success. However, it may be a while before we see you again. So we would like to ask a favour of you all.
Here we go.
Would you be kind enough to go to my laboratory? Whistle wanted to leave his treacle tracker there for safekeeping. He thinks it might be useful if there should be a treacle shortage in our absence.
Ha! We're saved! Good old Whistle! Bright lad. Didn't I always say he was a bright lad?
No. I have given this bottle to PC Nico Pendle, knowing that I can trust a stern guardian of the law to see it safely into your hands.
But Nico left for the big city, got promoted, the day the prof set off for the frozen north. Set out first thing in the morning. He must have had to leave it on the bar on his way out of town.
Oh, aye. Sergeant Pendle now is, of course, upholding law and order in the wild streets of the big city.
Yeah, Accrington. But listen, there's more. More than that, I have a secret to share.
Ooh!
Hidden under a loose floorboard in the laboratory is my private journal, the record of an earlier expedition in the days of my youth when I cared nothing for danger.
So he's always been daft.
Shush, listen. On that expedition, I made a great discovery, one that I promised never to reveal. The journal must not fall into the wrong hands, for if it does, the world will know at last the true location of...
What?
The true location of King Habakkuk's treacle mines. Lots of love, Prof. BP. P.S. Please stop milking papers too.
Incredible.
Amazing.
This changes everything. Everything.
I mean, if he finds out we never stopped his milk, he's going to be furious.
Yeah. No, the mines. King Habakkuk's treacle mines. Seams of treacle that ran for miles. Oceans of ginger beer. Toffee quarries as far as the eye could see.
We could all be rich.
Did somebody say rich?
Afternoon, Silas.
I felt a great disturbance in my bank balance. Now, Rosie, what's that note you have there?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
But I was sure that somebody said...
It's the secret location of...
Sorry, Tupper. Accidentally tripped and shoved a tea towel in your mouth there.
Ugh. When did you last wash this tea towel?
Wash it? I'm not made of money.
Now look, I demand to know what is going on here. Secret location of what?
Of King Habakkuk's treacle mines.
I see. Well, thank you for trusting me, Rosie. And you can rest assured that I shall keep this secret forever, or my name isn't Silas Mutton.
But your name's Silas Mitten.
Details, details. Now, where shall I put all my money?
Your money?
I mean our money, the villagers' money. Look, don't you see? This is it, the answer, the salvation of Sabden. Lil, you can keep the bubble and boggart open.
Well...
Tapper, you can buy that new mining machinery you keep nagging me about.
Well...
Rosie, you can set up that boggart sanctuary.
Well...
And Brendan?
Yeah?
Do you like having a job?
Well, careful.
Yes.
Then what are we waiting for? To the lab!
What? Now? Oh, right. Sorry, I was doing the crossword. Well, I didn't think you needed me until the end. All right. Calm down, dear boy. I have narrated this stuff before, you know. Right. And so the friends make their way to Professor Baines Pilling's deserted laboratory. Tapper forces the door open, and in they go.
Gloomy in here, isn't it?
Right, is at it for a bit, because if anybody's making a cup of tea, I'd...
Oi, do you mind?
Sorry.
I'll turn the light on.
Ooh!
Look, on the bench. It's the treacle tracker. We're saved.
Yes, the treacle tracker. Very good. Now, what about the journal? Where did that note say it was?
Under a loose floorboard.
Is it just me or are they all loose?
No, you're right. Oh, well, let's start looking.
Is... Nope.
This looks like... No.
Aha, it's... No.
I've got... No.
Now, this one... No.
This one feels... No.
Oh, what's the use? This is the prof we're talking about. He could have left it anywhere. Look, we've got the treacle tracker. I reckon we have a nice cup of tea at the Bubble and Boggart and then head down the mines and see if we can find
her. Aha! It's here! Look!
Where?
Here, see, in this little gap, right in the far corner.
Oh, yeah. Can you reach it?
It's quite far in. If I just... almost. Another inch. Oh.
What is it, Uncle Silas?
Do you know I can feel something in here? Something attached to the book, like a wire, perhaps.
Well, give it a pull.
I'm not sure that's a good...
Got it. Look,
the professor's journal. I am rich, rich.
Look, it was a wire. Almost like a...
Like what?
Oh, I see. Like a booby trap.
Uncle Silas, are you all right?
Yes, I'm all right. I'm a bit bruised, but all right. And I still have the journal. So help me up.
Rope. That's what we need.
Charlie always has a bit of rope, don't you, Charlie?
Good man. Now, we just...
Just a minute. There's something down here. Wait. What? Good grief. It's you.
Uncle Silas?
No, let go. Let go of that book. Let go at once, you wretched boggart.
Boggart?
Bert, let go at once.
Bert, is that you?
Give me back that book, you...
Oh, Silas, you all right?
It's that ridiculous boggart. He's got the book. Come back here at once.
Oh, no! Bert, what are you doing?
Oh, well, only one thing for it.
After him!
Will Bert escape his pursuers? Will our heroes recover the journal? Will they be able to save the village? And will we get the budget for some decent locations now that we're just doing this on audio? Find out in the next calorie-dense installment of The Treacle People.
Oh, we are the Treacle People. We sing treacle, I am low. We are the Treacle People. We all live in Giggle Row.
We're a whistle, set the day.
See? I told you I had time to make a cup of tea and come back for the end credits. I mean, when you have as much professional experience as I do, you get a feel for these things. What do you mean, still recording?